All right, we had a good Friday workout. Looking forward to this football game on Sunday. John Carson will definitely be out for this ball game. Has not cleared NFL protocol regarding concussions. Brandon Fusco may have a chance. You know, he'll be questionable for this ball game. Adrian did some good things at practice today, so he'll be questionable. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, how he feels after his workout. Toby did some good things as well. I mean, that was encouraging. So we'll see how both of those guys feel tomorrow and make a decision, either game day or prior to the game based on how they are tomorrow. And we'll see what happens with Xavier Rhodes. He wasn't able to work today, so it's he'll probably be doubtful for this football game for sure. But the good news is that Adrian and Toby were able to get some work, and now we'll get a chance to evaluate it and take a look at where they are tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Adrian really able to kind of push off and at least show some kind of explosiveness then?
He was, Brian. It was impressive when you consider the early diagnosis. So he's unique, very unique.
Do you think there was any chance on Monday or on Sunday, did you think there was any chance that you would have a chance to have him this week?
Like our medical people mentioned to me on Monday, he's so different than everybody else when it comes to recovering from injuries. We've been in situations in the past where you thought he wouldn't make it, and then he made it. So it was always in the back of my mind that was a chance he'd make it. But he's amazing.
Questionable is technically 50-50, but the way you're talking, it seems like it's better than 50-50. We'll see Adrian on Sunday. Would you agree with that?
Questionable is the right word to use.
When are you going to decide? I mean, will it be a game-time decision, or you need to know tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll take a look tomorrow, see how he feels, when he comes back out. And then, by game day, for sure, we decide what we're going to do.
What's it like with Adrian? You've dealt with injuries that lead up to the game, kind of sitting at the negotiating table with him on whether he'll play or not.
Yeah, we've been down this road before where we've had to, go work him out day of a game. And, he's... like I said a moment ago, he's amazing when it comes to recovering from injuries. He's so different, but he doesn't like to sit. He believes he's, more than capable of getting out there, and he'll let you know. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how he feels tomorrow.
It will be based on what he tells you versus what you see, what Sugarman recommends.
Well, you listen to the players for sure. I mean, it's you listen to what they say about their bodies, but. There's a reason we have a medical staff in place, and they'll give us advice on what's the best thing to do and also what we've seen from today's practice and what we'll see tomorrow when he gets a chance to work out. And if we do decide to work him out prior to the game, that'll be a part of the evaluation as well.
Do the same things you did today or take another step forward or just have no pain or report no pain? Or what do you need to see tomorrow?
You don't want to see a regression. You want to see him keep improving, Ben, to the point where he's comfortable, we're comfortable. That would be the biggest indicator.
Get right up to Sunday, then?
Possibly, depending on how he feels tomorrow and, what the way things look tomorrow.
Is Rhodes looking more doubtful at this point?
Yes. The fact that he wasn't able to do anything today, he'll still get treatment, but we'll see.
Better chance of playing Peterson or Gerhard?
Well, they're both going to be listed as questionable, so, we'll determine it here in the next 48 hours. But it's impressive that they were out there today and able to do some things. Encouraging.
Without Rhodes, where does that kind of leave you in the secondary and what you might have?
Yeah, we've been thin there for a while. Xavier's really been playing well for us. That'll be a loss, but that gives some other guys an opportunity to step up and play more, and we're going to need them to play well. I mean, they've got some good receivers that are playing really well for them, and their quarterback's playing well also. So just give some other guys some opportunities.
Would Blanton ever be a consideration outside versus just having him on the slot receiver?
You're getting as thin as we are, Tim. I mean, everybody's a candidate to be moved around and playing chess with, so you don't rule out any possibilities at this point. We are pretty thin.
Have you worked him there, though, this week in practice?
Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, we have.
How did Adrian look? I mean, did he run at full speed at all today? How did his running look?
His gait was good. It wasn't like, it was a noticeable limp or anything like that. He was able to plant, able to push off. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow, see if there's any soreness, if there's a setback of any kind. But he looked far better than I anticipated. It was encouraging.
Toby, did he show any signs of it?
He was good. We didn't really burst, you know, with him, but everything he did stride-wise was good, did a good job cutting, you know, did all the things you'd want to see with the exception of the burst, and that would be the next step.
Did Adrian do any burst at all?
He did. You know, he had a couple times where he had to cut in and out of holes, so he did some good things.
Harrison Schmidt, will he definitely be activated today, and what do you see as his role potentially on Sunday?
He's practiced pretty well this week, so we'll see where he is tomorrow, but so far so good. If he does get activated for the game, you know, we'll find a place for him. He's a very good player. I mean, so we'll see how the rotation is going.
Because you've got the extra spot with Rudolph, right?
So exactly right. Yeah.
Sure if you're even going to activate him yet?
Well, if there's no problems tomorrow, we're going to get him on the field for Sunday, for sure.
And who do you anticipate starting in the place of Rhodes and of Carlson?
We got not a whole lot of candidates, but Marcus Shirelles would probably be the likely guy there.
The two tight ends, you think you would?
Pardon me?
Which of the two tight ends would you start?
We'll go with Rhett to start the game, right.
Any guys that you've worked out this week in the secondary just to, in case of emergency, you can call them up tomorrow?
There are some people we've worked out, and we also have some guys in our practice squad that we can take a look at as well. So, you know, we'll make that determination this afternoon because we've got to talk through all of this again. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks.